Today is World Suicide Prevention Day. During this pandemic, and particularly for people in lockdown, it's probably never been more important to use those three little words and ask your friends and your colleagues, are you okay? But it can be difficult to know what to do next after you ask that question. Dr. Claire Kelly is the Director of Research and Curriculum at Mental Health First Aid Australia. It's an organisation devoted to training Australians to recognise and respond to people in crisis. Claire Kelly, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thanks for having me again, Fran.
We spoke with you just after the second round of lockdowns were announced in Melbourne, and there were already significant concerns about the impact the new restrictions would have on people's mental health. I think you're in Melbourne.
Yes.
After two more months of heavy lockdown, how do you gauge those impacts? How do you feel them, and what feedback are you getting?
Well, it's very, very hard to gauge how to sort of feel about it at the moment. It's there's that feeling of just not knowing how much longer it might be, and really hoping that everyone will do the right thing. I think that there's a lot of stress about whether it could continue, with protests on the weekend, which were sort of very poorly thought out, and when we really need to be pulling together. I think we just want everyone to do the right thing so that it's not too much longer.
Your organisation's been working in suicide prevention for 20 years. There
That's
have
right.
been models done which suggest we'll see a rise in suicide because of the pandemic and the lockdowns and social isolation. There's mixed views on this, but the numbers don't seem to be showing that yet. But then again, you know, there's a long tail to things like this. Have you seen an increase in demand for support through the pandemic?
Absolutely, an increase for the demand for support, and I think that that's actually, I mean, that's wonderful. We want people to be seeking support. We want people to be looking for the skills to support the people that they care about. And certainly it's a great relief that that these services are being used, that people really are reaching out. And certainly while we haven't seen an increase in suicide yet, the long-term impact of the financial side of the impact that it's going to have on families and the mental health effects from those financial impacts as well means that it could be a while. At the same time, people at the moment, unless they live alone, have got people around them, and it's useful to know that actually one of the things that can prevent someone from taking action on their thoughts of suicide is having somebody around. And so it may be that as the isolation decreases that we actually see some spike at that point, but we haven't yet. And I think that what we want to do is focus on the number of people who have been helped rather than the number of people who may not be.
In terms of, helping people, that's what your Mental Health First Aid course does.
That's right.
But it helps others recognise when someone's in trouble or could be at risk of taking their own lives. What's the sort of essence of that training so we can help, so more of us can contribute to the helping rather than the aftermath, helping prevent?
Yeah. Yes, and actually that's really the strength of our program. People often can't tell when they need help themselves, so we teach people to recognise the signs that somebody might be in need of support and offer that support in that moment. It's very unlikely that someone is going to be extremely distressed for the first time in front of a mental health professional, so we need the community upskilled.
But so what are the signs?
How we can help? What the signs are, first of all, I think we need to be aware that somebody's talking directly about suicide needs to be taken seriously. There's a myth in the community that people who talk about it don't do it, when in fact most people who do act on thoughts of suicide have tried to communicate about that with someone at some stage. But people talking about being a burden, people talking about feeling trapped with no way out, people talking to family and friends about thanking them for things that they've done in the past, tying up loose ends, all of those sorts of things. Anyone talking about helplessness and hopelessness, which can be really very disempowering. But the key thing, I mean, we could see a whole lot of these signs, and it doesn't necessarily mean that it's someone's having thoughts of suicide. So we actually have to ask. know, if you've got that gut feeling, that is the synthesis of everything that you know about a person and everything that you are seeing right now. And if your gut is saying there's something very wrong, it's okay to ask the question, are you having thoughts of suicide?
Mm. Okay. And then in sort of the vein of what you're talking about, trying to give hope, talk about, you know, the positive sign of people being saved. I mean, what is the message there?
Well, I think when you are able to talk to somebody about their thoughts of suicide, immediately that person is less alone. So I think that that is one really important part of what we're doing. But also by acknowledging what is going on, that the person is having thoughts of suicide, that's the point where you've got the opportunity to actually act to help to keep them safe for now, and then to connect them with professional help, whether that's Lifeline, whether that is a mental health professional in the area, getting in touch with the GP to see what might be the next step there. But the person immediately feels less alone, and that makes a huge difference. It could be an enormous relief to be able to talk about those thoughts of suicide.
Absolutely. Claire Kelly, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me again, Fran.
That's Dr. Claire Kelly, Director of Research and Curriculum at Mental Health First Aid Australia. And if anyone or anyone you know needs support, call Lifeline on 1311114, or be on Blue's Coronavirus Mental Wellbeing Support Service on 1800 512 348. And today is National Suicide Prevention Day. It's also Are You OK Day. So just remember that. See someone, just say, it's easy, are you okay?